days. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And then may I, noble as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. And then may I, noble as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Thank you very much for that. Do we have another one? Do we? Yes? Which one was that? 67 in the wilds? Yes, sorry. 67 in the wilds. I shall know him. Is that the one? Okay. We will do, is that just two verses?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Do we have any other requests? Yes.
Number 20 in the wilds.
Rejoice in the Lord. Excellent. And we'll do all three verses. That one, thanks.
Seems long in darkness, he gave us all. stay. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I travel through the land purified, I shall come forth as gold. A light through the sea, though the shadows ahead, so I look to the cross of my Savior instead. I walk to the will of the Master that day, then peace came and tears fled away. Rejoice in the Lord, He makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. Now I can see testing comes from above. God strengthens His children and purges in love. My Father knows, and I trust in His care. Through purging more fruit I will bear. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, He makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold.
Thank you for that. Lovely. Do we have another request over here? Yes, Paul. Oh, yes, brother.
43.
Number 43 in the wilds. Thank you. We'll do all three verses. Thank you, brother.
We've got time for one more after this song.
When shadows fall and the night covers all, there are things that my eyes cannot see. I'll never fear, for the Savior is near, my Lord abides with me. How can I fear? Jesus is near, He ever watches over me. Worries all cease, He gives me peace. How can I fear with Jesus? When I'm alone and I face the unknown and I fear what the future may be, I can depend on the strength of my friend. He walks along with me. How can I fear? Jesus is near. He ever watches over me. Worries all cease, He gives me peace. How can I fear with Jesus? Jesus is King, He controls everything. He is with me each night and each day. I trust my soul to the Savior's control. He drives all fear away. How can I fear? Jesus is near. He ever watches over me. Worries all cease, He gives me peace. How can I fear with Jesus?
Thank you, brother. We got time for one more? Yes? Yes. 27 in the hymnal. I sing the mighty power of God. Lovely. So we'll do all three verses of that, and then we'll follow that with this month's memory verse.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed whene'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known, and clouds arise and tempests flow like water from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is air in thy care, everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, everyone, for your participation. We'll now do this month's memory verse, and we'll follow that with the announcements. This is our new Psalm 19:14. It's our new memory verse for the month of February. Can we read through this twice? Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 14. One more time. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 14. Thank you, everyone.
Very good evening to you all. It's good to see you and that you can be here again this evening. I'll just reiterate the announcements from this morning. So our youth groups will be starting up again this Friday. The junior youth groups run from 4 to 5:30 and the seniors from 7 to 9 o'clock. So please bear that in mind. Ladies Bible Study, Thursday the 12th of February from 6 to 8 in the Hall Across. There will be religious instruction training on Friday the 13th of February. For anybody that's interested in attending that, the brochures for that are at the back, so please find those if it interests you. Men's Bible study, starting up again, like the women's, on the Wednesday, the 18th of February, from 6 to 8, again in the Hall Across. On Sunday, the 15th of February, we'll be observing the Lord's Supper and in the morning service, and then we'll have a baptismal service to follow that. And I'm sure closer to the date there'll be more information about that. And the church quarterly business meeting also on the Sunday the 15th at 5:30 p.m. So please bear those in mind. In terms of prayer points, continue to pray for the Jaya Saria family. That's Mrs. Wendt's brother who's passed away, and his family. Pray for much grace there and that the Lord would provide much comfort. For Phoebe and her broken elbow, pray that the Lord would grant her healing and grace. And for Sister Opone, it's good to see her back with us. Continue to pray for her health as well. And with that, we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll have our message to follow. Let's pray. Gracious Father, thank you for each one that can be here this evening, that we can assemble as your people to worship you once again this evening, that we can sing songs that express truths about you and your character, your goodness and your mercy, your righteousness and your justice. I pray that as we sing the hymns, that these truths would not just pass us by, but that we would reflect on them, that we would lift them up to you by faith, and Lord, teach us much from the songs that we sing. We ask that you would be glorified in them. Father, we thank you for your great faithfulness to us. Thank you for the salvation that unites us in Christ. Thank you for his dying for our sins on the cross, the offer of eternal life, imputing his righteousness to us, Lord, that we might be justified in your sight, justified by faith. And thank you, Lord, for the promise of your Spirit and for being with us as we sojourn in this world. Help us, Lord, as your children, to be living a way that would be pleasing to you. As the psalmist prays, may the words of our lips, the thoughts and the meditations of our heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, in everything that we do and in every decision that we make. Let us not use our tongues for to cause division and destruction, but to build up one another, Lord, in love, in truth. Help us to be encouraging towards one another. May the world around us see our conduct, and may it glorify you and testify of your saving power in our lives. And Lord, we just want to submit to you. Lord, just teach us how you want us to live, and in each one of us for the situations that you have us, how you would have us conduct ourselves. Father, we pray for the message that's going to be preached. May you be with the pastor as he brings your word. Grant him the grace that he needs to minister to us. May it not be him speaking, but you speaking through him, and may those of us who hear the word be transformed by it. Lord, that we may live better for you in this life, that you may sanctify us, conform us, Lord, to the image of your Son. And in all things, Father, we ask that you would receive glory and honor and power. Please be with us as we go throughout our week as well. We commit all these things to you, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
All right, it is absolutely wonderful to have some first-time visitors with us tonight. We're glad you're here and hope you can come back again and again. Turn your Bible, please, to Matthew 25. I'll have these verses up here. You can also, if you want to, find Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. Those will be the ones that we actually end up turning to. I'll ask you to turn to. Matthew 25 is where our message is going to begin this evening. Because we have so many scriptures to be looking at, and I would like to get as many as we possibly can, I'm going to forego the reading of the scriptures right now, because we'll read through them in just a minute. Tonight's message is entitled, Keep Growing. Keep Growing. I remember when I was in Bible college, we talked about being a Sunday school teacher or a pastor that has taught for 20 years. And the idea came across that you can be a first-year pastor that's been teaching for 20 years, or you can be a pastor or teacher who's been teaching for 20 years and has grown and grown and grown. Let me make that a little bit clearer. If I was You remember maybe how a child responds, a very young child responds when things don't go their way. They cry. They're upset. Life just gets all out of kilter. Well, the older we get, we're able to handle those emotions better. We're able to put them in focus and think through things, pray, ask the Lord's help. But if I'm getting ready to get loud. Okay, I'm not going to yell, but I'm going to get loud in just a moment. But if at my age, the ripe old age of 40 or so, give or take a lot, if I handle problems when someone says something to me that I don't like and I do this, I didn't want that! There's a problem. Tonight's message is an encouragement for us to keep growing. To keep growing. And I don't know that I can say the name of that tree well, but I think it's the sequoia. It's a sequoia tree. It is the tallest tree in the world. It's nearly one of our football fields in height. It is in width. Wow-wee. In width, it is at least this width wide. Massive. But yet, how many of you like oatmeal? I am not an oatmeal person. How many like oatmeal? Yep, got some oatmeal takers. Yep. Well, sequoia starts about the size of a piece of oatmeal. And over hundreds of years, and I realize we don't get that. We don't get the hundreds of years thing. It grows up to be that massive tree. It just keeps growing. Tonight's message, I want to ask us, are we still growing? Are we still growing? Because it's one thing for me to be a pastor for 20 years. But if I'm still the same pastor that I was when I first started, then that's not good. And if 10 years' time, I'm still haven't gotten more like the Lord, haven't learned more, haven't learned to deal with problems better, there's a growth thing there that needs changing. And so tonight, I want us, just like the sequoia tree, to keep growing. By the way, that one's called General Sherman. That is the tallest tree known in the world. Okay, so to Matthew chapter 25 we go. And here we go. First thought is we need to keep growing by using the talents and abilities that God has given you. In fact, I need to add something to that, and not only those, but and you'll see what I mean in just a minute. By using the talents and abilities God has given you. Look at Matthew 25:14 with me. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. So he's going for a trip. He's put others in charge. And you know the stewardship, that's what we are. As God's people, we are stewards of the abilities, our lives, everything the Lord's given us, we are stewards of that. We're not our own. We're bought with a price, Paul tells us. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Jesus says, occupy till I come. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Now, the idea here is of money. Oftentimes when we think of talents, we're thinking of abilities, of things we can do. This would be a financial thing. So he was given 5 talents, and with that he made 5 other talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the servants cometh and reckoneth with them. It's time to tell me how you've done. So he that had received the 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Is that what you want the Lord to say to you? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over me. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw. Sort of scratching my head when he's saying this as I read it. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. He didn't even bring it with him. He said, if you want it, you go get it. It's out there. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So just a few things I want us to notice about the reading that we did. So we're considering us keeping growing by using the talents and abilities God has given us. First thing I want you to think about is that they had received different amounts of talents. You know what? There's no two people here with the same talents and the same amount of talent. So if you will, this is where we're doing our Bible thing. Turn with me. Save your place here. Go with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Do we ever have problems with being proud? We shouldn't, because whatever we've been given was given to us. It's not we ourselves. It was given to us. Verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." Lots of different gifts. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Beginning with verse number 4. "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith, to another the gifts of healing, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of those tongues. But all these worketh that one, the selfsame Spirit, divideth to every man severally as he will. Verse 12, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. But the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? Or if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him." Which finger is your favorite? You have a favorite finger? You know, it's amazing, as maybe unsightly as my thumb is, how amazing, how useful our thumbs are. You just can't pick anything up. Or it's really hard to pick things up without the thumb. I mean, it's not much good at pointing. It's a little odd. But to grip things, it's great. God has given to us differing gifts according to the Spirit's desire, according to how the Lord wanted. And for some of us, we have heaps of gifts. For some of us, we don't have as many. But one way or another, God has given us gifts for us to develop, to grow, and to become more. The gifts we receive from God include skills, abilities, family connections, social positions, education, experiences, and more. The point of the parable is that we are to use whatever we've been given for God's purposes. Finding a way to use whatever the Lord's given us. Remember the young man that brought his lunch? Lots of people were hungry, and he gave his lunch, just a couple of fish and some bread. But the Lord was able to use it to feed 5,000 people. Will we let the Lord use our abilities? Are we using the abilities the Lord has given to us, or have we set them on the side? Have we just, you know, not going to develop that? Let someone else do it. One way to keep growing is by using the talents and abilities that we have. Each had received different amount of gifts. They were all held accountable for the gifts given to them. Whatever your gifts are, if mine are different, I'm not accountable for your gifts in some ways. We're accountable to the Lord, and He knows what He's given us, each one. And then lastly, they were rewarded justly for their faith and efforts. They were rewarded justly for their faith and efforts. So let me ask you something. Are you growing by using your gifts and abilities for the Lord? May I ask, does the Lord ever give you an opportunity, touch your heart about possibly doing something, and you say, others will think that's silly? You may want to mind the Lord. That may be the Lord giving you an opportunity to grow. So use our talents, our abilities, whether it's our money, our circumstances, where the Lord's put us, let's use it for Him. Secondly, through the natural results of aging. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. You remember the story there? Where Jesus, he's 12 years old, and mom and stepdad leave him in Jerusalem, and he's there asking the questions, and he answers mom and stepdad, I must be about my father's business. They are just like, what? And it says there that he submitted to them. And it says in verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus increased in wisdom. How in the world did he who knew everything increase in wisdom? I don't know, but he did. He's increasing in height. He's getting to be a big boy. It says there yet that he increased in favor with God and man. There's some growing that should just be done as we get older. For example, me throwing my temper at my age. Now, there's some growth there. That sort of, you know, the bigger you get, you can get over things like that. There's growth that's just natural, and Jesus increased in wisdom just partly just because he's getting older. Job 12 says this, "With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding." The older we get, the more wisdom we should have, the more we should be able to look at a situation and say, well, what would the Lord have me to do now? What would the Lord, how would the Lord have me to respond to this? The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Just because we're gray-headed or we don't have any hair at all or headed that way doesn't mean we're wise if we've not made God our focus. Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. The word increase there gives the idea of cutting his way. He was the first. He was the first. He's cutting his way through thick underbrush. And through, it's a hard way to cut through. If you think about it, in his family, think about how his brothers and sisters would have treated him. Some of us, we come from a background where no one else in our family is a believer. We're cutting the way forward. Mom and Dad didn't do this. Older siblings, younger siblings, they didn't follow God. We're doing this without their example and hoping that they will trust Christ. They increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. One of the ways that we can grow is in favor with God. Notice now, only because we know Him as Savior. We go from enemies to His children. His love never changes. Now, looking back to the fact that Jesus increased in favor with God, notice that God was always pleased with His Son. Remember when He was on the mount during the transfiguration? He was shining. They were going to make three altars. And the Lord said, "And for He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.'" Listen to Him. Not Moses, not Elijah, Him. He was well pleased. Jesus increased in wisdom and in favor with God. Hebrews 11, 5 and 6 says, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found." And really what I'm trying to say is, how can we increase? How can we please God? These verses tell us. It says he wasn't found because he was God translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God rewarder diligent seek him. So basically, it pleases God when tomorrow, when you have that big difficulty that comes, or when someone says something really unsavory to you and you want to give it right back. If you think about our memory verse, Psalm 19:14. Lord, guard my words. Lord, guard my thoughts. Help me to trust you. That's trust in Him. That's our growing. That's our pleasing God. God wants us to choose Him. Colossians 3:1-10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Children, you want to know how you can please the Lord? How can our children please the Lord? Well, first of all, by trusting Him in faith. Let me ask you, young people, do you know Christ as your Savior? Have you a personal relationship with the Lord? We can also, by obeying your parents. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. It is the right thing to do. Two other ways that we keep growing. First of all, through difficulties we face. Through the difficulties we face. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Maybe another time we'll look at Romans chapter 5, where that we start with hope. We're trusting God. We go through the tribulations, the afflictions, the problems, and we still have our hope in Him. Lots of times we grow a lot more in the difficult times of life than we do in the easier times. The Lord wants to establish us. And then through development of our character, that's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. So tonight, I'll ask this. Have you been a Christian for 35 years? But are you still acting like you've only been a Christian for one? Only for one. You've been saved all this long time. The writer of Hebrews, he rebukes those he's writing to. He says, when really you guys should be teachers, we're having to teach you again the first things. Those first principles we're having to go. You should have been past those long ago. So tonight, let's keep growing. Be in His Word. Let's trust Him. Let's trust Him. Let's care for others. Ever how His Spirit speaks to your heart about obeying Him, do it. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your Word. I pray You'd help us to grow. We may not get as tall as this giant tree, but Lord, within our hearts we can grow. Some of us have been saved for a long, long time. Some of us not so long. Help us, Lord, to be growing in our relationship with you, in our relationship with others. Help us to show others that we know well our Savior. And Father, help us to be growing, to be more like our Savior each day. Pray that you'd give us the grace that we need, and I know that's going to be an answered prayer request, because you've promised that you will give needed grace. So Father, I pray that you'd now dismiss us in your Spirit, and thank you for your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like for Jared to come, and our pianist, and we'll just sing one verse of Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Is that in the... Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you very much, everyone. God bless you all. You're now dismissed.